Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my love. I'm so happy to be here. This is take two of this episode. Oh my God. I recorded like 2 minutes of my answer and then realized my mic wasn't plugged in. I was doing an Instagram story, realized I had boogers all over my shoulders. I went to have a big drink of water to make sure that, you know, my mouth isn't all dry, and I poured it all over my shirt. It has just been one of those days. All right, let's jump right into this episode. This question comes from Amy from our Empowering Women for Success Facebook group, and it's a really good question. It's quite layered, so I'm going to read the question first and then I will respond. Okay, so Amy says, how do you manage overthinking, longing, and anxiety when seeking out new relationships with an anxious attachment style? Just some context. I'm very open-minded. I've done a lot of inner work on myself, and I'm very self-aware, particularly of my emotions, and I'm doing my best to grow every day to attract a relationship of my dreams. I have opportunity to meet a variety of different people as I live abroad in Barcelona. Although I like and need my alone time, I love meeting new people, and I'm not afraid to put myself out there. But as I've done more inner work on myself, I'm very aware of what I need and desire, but I'm seeing nothing out there. I see a lot of boys, not men. Maybe I just have to be more patient. The question is because I feel more connected to myself than ever, but I'm still craving that intimate connection in a relationship and can feel very lonely and anxious about not finding the relationship for me. I'm open-minded enough to consider a polyamorous relationship, but need to consider if this is coming from a healthy place or not. Maybe it's just my craving for any connection. So much self-awareness there, Amy. There's a couple of things that I want to go to. First of all, I just honor you for putting yourself out there and asking such a great question. So let's just go to the beginning of your question where you say, overthinking and longing, anxiety when seeking a new relationship, and you have an anxious attachment style. That's where I want to focus on for the moment. So that anxious attachment style, as you know, you've done a lot of work on yourself, that stems from at some point in childhood where you didn't feel secure. Your sense of safety was shaken and you became anxious. And the way that you connect with someone and how you respond in relationship is anxious, and you pull someone towards you because you don't want to lose them. Okay. So that's you're worried people are going to leave. So that can lead to people pleasing. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because a couple of things you say a little bit later, specifically the polyamorous relationship, I really want you to sit with that for a moment. And I think that last little question at the end was really good. You said, I want to consider if this is coming from a healthy place or not, or just craving any attention. So when we have an anxious attachment style and we can sense someone pulling away, and perhaps someone has explicitly or implicitly said to you, like they like the, you know, to be in the company of other women or men or whatever, that you sense that, oh, I'm going to lose this person if I don't give them what they want. And that's sometimes with anxious attachment style, we become people pleasers. So I think it's really great awareness. I would really sit with that and see if that feels right to you. If you've ever considered it before it was hinted to you, if that's the case, and really sit in silence, whether that's something that you truly want. A couple of things also is that I'm picking up on is you said the more inner work that you've done, you're very aware of yourself and you know exactly what you want, and you're seeing a lot of boys and not men. I totally feel you, babe, with the frustration sometimes in the dating world. Sometimes we get it out there and, you know, we're giving it our best and we're just not getting the
right people, and you're seeing people's wounds come out, especially when you've done the work. Now, it's really important for us, okay, sometimes, and I'm not saying this is what's happening here, babe, only you will know. So again, I'm going to invite you to sit with it and reflect. But sometimes when we've done the work, we can totally see other people's gaps, and we kind of can get on the spiritual high horse. This isn't just in the dating field, guys, anybody that's listening in relationship as well. Sometimes we feel tension in our relationship, and we've done all this inner work, and like, my man hasn't done shit. Like, I feel superior. So I would just like invite you to sit back and just make sure, like, hand on heart, you're just bringing presence to the moment. And like, is that coming from a place of like, oh, I've done all the work and none of these guys have done the work? And be willing to see a man for obviously not falling in love with his potential, but his willingness. So if he's willing to learn and grow, that's a very powerful thing. And he may not be where you're at. Oftentimes, you know, men need a little encouragement to get in there, and we lead by example of what the work looks like, not because we say, look at me, I'm so evolved and you're not evolved. I know my wounds. Do you know your wounds? But from a place of love and a place from your feminine power and a place of grace that shows that you've done the work without you saying it. I would really advise all of us, anybody listen, to be cognizant of if you're kind of leading with like, oh, I've done so much work, because sometimes that can put us in this, in a bit of the ego, where we identify with the level of work that we've done, and all of a sudden everybody who hasn't done the level of work that we have isn't good enough. And I would just invite all of us to come from a place of love and acceptance, and of course powerful feminine discernment when we do come across someone who's not willing to do the work, hasn't done the work, and it's just not a good fit for us, to with love and grace say no. But at the same time, not be like, oh, you've never done a spiritual retreat, oh, you don't know your attachment style, like, you're not evolved enough. And again, Amy, I'm not at all saying that that's what the perspective that you're coming from, but what I was inviting you to do is to really sit with it and be like, how can I come from a place of love where I'm willing to accept a beautiful man to come into my life that may not be at my level spiritually, even as I'm saying that doesn't sound right, but may not have done the level of work that I have done, but I'm willing to give him a chance if he has the willingness to do the work. And I think the most important thing, babe, when you asked is, how do you manage the overthinking, longing, and anxiety? You answered your own question when you said you have anxious attachment style. That person who is worrying, who is anxious, that person who may be considering a polyamorous relationship, if that's not actually what she wants, is not you, the woman who has done all the work. That is your little wounded Amy, who is, from her child perspective, is worrying that she is not going to find the right person, right? So the work is not to, how do I experience less anxiety and overthinking, is how do I support and love and give my inner child radical self-love? How do I bring her so much presence and acceptance? And what can I do in this moment to ease her anxiety? Because she's anxious for a reason. So let's get to the root of the anxiety. Let's give her some sense of calm. Let's give her some sense of peace. And only you can do that, my love. Only you, as her divine feminine mother, can come in and be that loving presence for her. And when you can give her that love, that unconditional love that only you can give her, then she will be at ease. And when she's at ease, she will be in the receptive mode to receive the partner that she wants. So thank you so much, Amy, for this question. It's so beautiful. I think you have so much to offer your future partner, and I'm just sending you so much love in your journey to attracting him.